First a squishy tomato in your face, now rotten music in your ear. One of the things that this reporter, as Mr. Murrow used to say, likes best about this radio program is when Scott Simon speaks with Jim Nader, host of the Atrocious Music Program, about various musical travesties that he has recently encountered. So, here I am sitting in for Scott. I asked if I might talk with Mr. Nader this week and play him some music that has popped up in my mailbox. Yes, said the producers. Hello, I say to Jim Nader, who joins us from NPR's Chicago Bureau. Jim, how are you?
Susan, I'm on so many antidepressants right now, I could run the circus. This job weighs on me. But thank you for calling me Mr.
Any guy who does the Atrocious Music Program deserves to be a Mr.
Annoying. Please.
No, I don't think you're annoying, Jim, but I want to hear what you think of a new CD that is called Stormy Weather, The Music of Harold Arlen. And
Sounds good already.
It seems to be the soundtrack of a trio popular arts television program. Are you game to listen to just a cut from this?
Well, I'm sort of lacked in the studio, so okay.
What can you do?
What can I do? Let's hear it.
Here's someone called Hawksley Workman, and he does this Arlen standard.
On a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger.
So, Jim Nader, what do you think?
You are right on, Susan. You know, it's something you're born with, and obviously you have it.
Yes.
Whoa, I don't think out of the box you've had anything so awful.
Please, just to set the record straight, here's how it should sound.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow.
I have an alarm that goes off when there's good music being played, so I apologize.
Would you please be quiet?
Yes.
What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
Well, I'm in love, you know, old blue eyes. I think now we are inoculated and we can turn to you. Let us hear, Jim Nader, what you have brought for us in this merry month of March.
Yes, March has so many events to celebrate the Academy Awards in just a couple of weeks. So I thought I would bring in someone appropriate for the Academy Awards, but also in this song is the word Broadway, and I know how happy you are that the Broadway strike was averted. So this sort of celebrates both of those with a song called Turn Me Loose on Broadway.
Mr. Conductor, if you please. Don't want to cruise the Riviera. Don't want a diamond mine. Want to smell grease paint in dressing rooms where a coveted Oscar is Hammerstein. Just turn me loose on Broadway under a neon moon.
This is Betty Davis.
Yes, it is.
The woman who said, old age ain't for sissies.
That's right. And neither is her voice.
Yeah, but she was some game girl that she did this, huh?
Well, this is how game she was. This is from 1952's play Two's Company. It sold out the first 90 performances based on her popularity, but it received such horrible reviews that Miss Davis fled claiming an infected tooth. And from hearing this, I believe that she did.
Oh, poor dear.
Probably he had strep throat, too.
But one of the great actors. Okay, we're talking
Absolutely.
About the Academy Awards. So that means spring is around the corner.
Yes.
Anything annoying for spring?
Well, this is a song you might think is appropriate for spring, but actually I brought it in for the Ides of March, which is today, of course. So let's see if it can handle both.
This is catchy. This is the Washington Post March, isn't it?
No. This is the Emperor Waltz, and thus the Ides of March is covered. I've heard this record's being used in pain clinics around the country as a chronic pain distraction for whatever original ailment was brought in.
Okay, so that takes care of March 15th. What about March 17th?
Oh, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
I brought a guy that, actually, he's more like Sinatra, more like Tony Bennett. He can do every standard, and he can interpret a song like no other. So the fact that he's doing a song for St. Patrick's Day, I think we're doubly lucky.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling.
Oh. there. Well, he hasn't gotten one note right yet.
He's close, though.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's like parallel to it.
You dare speak his name or play him in the same breath with Tony Bennett and Frank Sinatra?
Listen to the interpretation. Listen to the verbiage.
Okay, put him out of his misery. And who is he anyway?
That's John Bowtie Barstow, a favorite of the Noi Music Show. You know, he can do the fast ones, too. Would you like to hear more, Susan? Or?
Actually, you know, I would.
Oh, you take the high road and I'll take the low road, and I'll be in Scotland for ye. But me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond.
You know, Jim, I think he and Betty Davis ought to do a duet.
Hey, it's fine with me. I'll be there with my tape recorder for sure.
As usual, there is nothing like a little atrocious music to put us in a springtime mood. So we need your advice now. Get us out of here, will you? What should we go out on?
This is a song that actually is a catharsis for me. When I grew up at the St. Adrian's Grammar School with the great Wack and Loretto Nuns, the Sound of Music film came out. And so for 8 years, no matter what the event, it could be the spring concert, St. Blades, Get Your Throat Blessed Day, we would have tunes from The Sound of Music. So when I found this record, I burst out in tears and realized this would be perfect to end this piece and bring in springtime as well.
Oh, gee. Every day of our lives, for as long as we live.
That song, besides being so personal, is everything. It has opera, it's got a folk in there, it's Broadway musical, a children's choir.
Folk,
I mean,
chorus,
it's just unbelievable.
It was thrilling. Was it good for you? Because I really loved it.
It was good for me, and it's my gift to you, Susan.
Oh.
It's an honor to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. Jim Nader, host of the Annoying Music Show and producer of a few CDs known by the very same name. Many thanks for sharing your perfect musical taste with Weekend Edition once again.
I'm sure it's been your pleasure.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Yes, it is. I'm Susan Stanford.